Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for August 27th to September 2nd, 2016. Eight Palestinian civilians were injured this week, one critically by Israeli attacks. Meanwhile, the EU joins other world countries in condemning new Israeli settlements plans. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, protests were in solidarity with Palestinian political prisoners on hunger strike. Many residents and their international and Israeli supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the weekly protest in the central West Bank village of Annabi Saleh on Friday. Troops attacked the protest at the village entrance using live rounds, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Later, troops stormed and fired tear gas at resident homes. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. At the nearby villages of Bilayn and Na'ilin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. In the meantime, many civilians also were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers at Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. In the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, combatants for peace movement organized on Friday a protest in solidarity with hunger-striking political detainees. About 250 Palestinians and Israelis marched along Settlers Road 60 near the city and ended the protest at the tunnel checkpoint separating Bethlehem from Jerusalem. After France and the US, Italy and European Union this week both condemned new Israeli settlement plans on occupied Palestinian lands. IMMC's Ramel Maghari has more.
European Union expressed this week a grave concern over new Israeli illegal settlement plans on the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. The EU's position comes shortly after USA and France had condemned Israeli intentions to further expand illegal building in areas dubbed by international law as occupied Palestinian territories. In addition, Foreign Ministry of Italy echoed the same reaction as settlements building would impede a two-state solution for both Israel and Palestinians, through which Palestinians could observe a future Palestinian state with occupied East Jerusalem as the capital. Israel had repeatedly rejected international legitimacy by declaring that Arab-Palestinian part of the city as being the united capital of the State of Israel. For a few years now, peace process between Israel and Palestinians has been stalled due to continued Israeli settlements building. This week, media reports suggested that Russia will likely invite Palestinian and Israeli leaders for a direct meeting to push peace forward. France, from its part, had earlier proposed an international conference for peace for the same purpose. In other news, Palestinian Minister of Education Sabri Saddam denounced this week an Israeli decision to halt shipments into Gaza of a school books. The minister was quoted as saying that Palestinian Authority believes that the Palestinian people are still in the liberation stage and that some references to Palestinian history or civilization are a given Palestinian right. Israel contended that the school books contained texts of incitement against Israel. In the Gaza Strip, preparations are underway for upcoming municipal elections due in October 8, 2016. For IMEMC News, I am Rani Al-Mirari in Gaza.
Eight Palestinian civilians were injured this week during Israeli attacks targeting West Bank communities. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Navy ships continued to attack fishermen. IMMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
An elderly Palestinian man sustained serious to moderate injuries Tuesday after an Israeli settler unleashed his dog on him, according to Palestinian sources. Tawfiq Khalid, aged 66, was picking figs in his land in Deir Istia, a village in the northern West Bank, when he was attacked by the settler's dog. Khalid was transferred to hospital for medical treatment. Moreover, Israeli soldiers attacked on Tuesday evening six young Palestinian soccer players in Bab Hatta neighborhood in the old city of occupied East Jerusalem, causing several cuts and bruises that required hospitalization. Also on Tuesday, Israeli troops destroyed two Palestinian homes in separate incidents during invasions targeting West Bank communities. In the town of Dura near Hebron, in the southern part of the occupied West Bank, soldiers demolished the home of a political prisoner. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers invaded on Tuesday Sur Bahar town southwest of occupied East Jerusalem and demolished one home, reportedly for being built without a permit. Later in the week, Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn the Sanab radio station in Dura city in the southern West Bank district of Hebron, confiscated equipment and kidnapped the station manager and four employees before shutting down the station for 3 months. Israeli military spokesperson Avihai Idra'i claimed that the station broadcasts what he called incitement against Israel and that all detained employees have been moved to interrogation centers. On Friday, a Palestinian man was seriously injured when Israeli troops rammed him with their jeep during an invasion targeting the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Clashes took place after the army invaded the city and that local youth hurled stones at the army vehicles while the soldiers fired live rounds, rubber-coated steel bullets and gas bombs. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 47 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped 41 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children. In Gaza this week, Israeli Navy ships attacked early Monday a number of Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters in a Sudanese sea area northwest of Gaza City, kidnapped two fishers and confiscated their boats. Another such attack was reported on Thursday of this week. Moreover, Egypt opened the Rafah border crossing between Egypt's northern Sinai province and the Palestinians' Gaza Strip for 3 days this week, starting Tuesday. Egyptian authorities decided to open the border crossing to allow nearly 3,000 pilgrims from the coastal Palestinian enclave to travel to Mecca via Cairo International Airport. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Barnoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 27th to September 2nd, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Rashmawi and me, Iman Abdelbouba Noura.